This is VOA News via remote. I'm Wolf Woman. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas-led Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip held on Saturday as Egyptian mediators pressed on with talks with the two sides on securing longer-term calm. Officials are saying the ceasefire began before dawn on Friday, and Palestinians and Israelis are now assessing the damage from 11 days of hostilities in which Israel pounded Gaza with airstrikes and militants fired barrages of rockets at Israel. Taiwan reported another rise in domestic COVID-19 cases on Saturday, but the health minister said the trend remains stable with new infections concentrated in the northern part of the island in and around Taipei. After months of keeping the pandemic under control, Taiwan is dealing with a surge in domestic infections. Myanmar's junta leader Min Aung Hlaing said deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi was healthy at home and would appear in court in a few days in his first interview since overthrowing her in a February 1st coup. The coup has plunged the Southeast Asian country into chaos, and one of several ethnic armed groups opposed to the ruling junta advanced to attack a military post in a northwestern jade mining town on Saturday, the local media is reporting. China will uphold the leadership of the Communist Party in Tibet to further its economic development and guide Tibetan society in accordance to socialism, the region's top official said Saturday. Chinese troops entered Tibet in 1950, and a year later, the Chinese government formally gained control over the region and its devoutly Buddhist Tibetans. The Dalai Lama fled Tibet in 1959 following a failed uprising against Chinese rule. This is VOA News. The Philippines and China held friendly and candid talks on the South China Sea, the Philippines Foreign Ministry said Saturday, days after the minister ordered Chinese vessels out of the disputed waterway in an expletive-laced tweet. The presence of hundreds of Chinese vessels inside the Philippines' 200-mile exclusive economic zone has been the latest source of tensions between the two countries in the South China Sea, through which $3 trillion worth of goods pass each year. China's Mars rover drove from its landing platform and began exploring the surface on Saturday, state-run Xinhua News Agency says, making the country only the second nation to land and operate a rover on the red planet. Amnesty International has named one of Cuba's leading dissidents a prisoner of conscience, saying state security appeared to have him under supervision and incommunicado at the hospital where authorities admitted him nearly 3 weeks ago. Artist Luis Manuel Otero Alcantara had been staging a hunger and thirst strike for 7 days at his home in Old Havana to protest what he called state harassment when health officials transferred him to the hospital on May 2nd. Forensic workers unearthed the remains of multiple victims from a grisly crime scene in El Salvador, digging up more bodies on Friday from a pit at the home of an ex-police officer suspected of murdering and burying potentially dozens of women. Authorities confirmed 8 bodies have so far been removed from under the house of former officer Hugo Ernesto Osorio, a convicted rapist who prosecutors have formally charged with the killing of 2 women and 2 men earlier this month. Lebanon's prime minister designate Saeed al-Hariri said Saturday he will not form a cabinet that simply caters to the current president's wishes. Instead, he said, quote, I will only form the kind of government needed to stop collapse and prevent the big crash that is threatening the Lebanese. Hariri told this to a parliament session on Saturday. And Hungary's Roma community has been largely left out of the country's aggressive COVID-19 immunization rollout and has been forced to fend for itself. That's what leaders of the poverty-stricken minority are saying today. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.